Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
Hoopballers!
So glad. I know we're sports ethos, but I don't care. I specifically told Josh to yell that and not... What did we decide? We're the
Ethosians!
It doesn't have.
It doesn't sound the same.
No, someone was. I think it was Blake in our wagering division came up with a better way to twist ethos into like a human type. I don't remember what he came up with. It was better than whatever you and I did.
It was the best thing that I could think of at the time.
Yeah,
when we were going through all this hullabaloo. But you guys, you listeners, you will forever be hoopballers in my mind.
You
and in Dan's mind, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're still hoopball. I mean, a lot of the promo codes we have with our sponsors are still hoopball. I keep emailing them, telling them we're sports ethos now, and they keep not replying to those emails.
Yeah, no, you're not.
They're just like, no, I don't have time for whatever this nonsense is. Floop, off into the distance it goes. Welcome to Fantasy NBA Today, everybody. This is a sports ethos and hoopball presentation. I am Dan Bespris, and the man who brought us in today, my good buddy, maybe my best buddy.
Aw.
Yeah. Josh Millman, what's up, dude?
What is up, Dan? And what's up, everyone? It's been a little bit, right?
Yeah, well, you've been kind of busy. You were telling me a few things you got going on in your personal life off air. Congratulations on your purchases, my good man.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, Josh and I settled on that, you know, life, we're just like taking puzzle pieces that don't fit and mushing them together and yelling that they fit. And that's pretty much where we're at now. And it's why I almost don't have any guests on the podcast, because I reach out to people once in a blue moon and I'm like, hey, do you have any time to record? They're like, oh, I'm free from like these 5 hours, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not free any of those 5 hours. So then I go back to doing shows where I just talk to myself for 35 minutes. But this is a fun time of year for me. I get to talk to other people.
This is the best time of year. But also, to be honest, it's because at this hour, my kid will be semi-naked in the background, and I can't like be having that like while we're running a pod here. So,
I mean, I could. I have. It's been done. It's usually I just don't want them screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's also happened. I could and I have on that one, too. I mean, honestly, the real thing is, like, I just need to physically be home, and that's not always the case. / like, able to focus on one thing for more than 8 minutes at a time. Jumping in here at the front end of the show, just to remind everybody again that this is the season run-up part of the podcast calendar, whatever you want to call it. We're talking to guests. We're getting sleepers from those guests. We're getting draft day strategy from those guests. Josh was not in the industry mock draft, but he's obviously been with us here at Hoopball/Sports Ethos for many years. Opportunity to pick his brain, which I've been looking forward to for, I don't know, since whenever it was the last time that we chatted. My calendar pulled up here quickly. Jared Johnson will be our guest on tomorrow's show. Jared, of course, with Roto World. We will talk to Thunder Dan. Thunder Dan, I think that's our Friday show this week. Mike Barner will be on the pod first thing next week. We'll be rolling through all of the folks in that industry mock draft. I still haven't been able to carve out the damn time I wanted to go through Yahoo's another readjustment of their X rank board. We'll probably get to that on, I'm hoping, tomorrow's show, but sit tight on that. Obviously, the big news in that Yahoo rearrangement is that Cat is now down all the way to 10. Harden has been elevated to 6. Trae Young dropped down to 9. some pretty interesting stuff here in that front end of drafts. LeBron down at 22. And now we'll start to look at what that's doing to ADP stuff. So that'll be on tomorrow's podcast as well. But yeah, I mean, this is a great time of year. It's the run-up to the season. Josh, for those that are not aware, and it's coming in the draft guide any moment now. We thought it might be by today. It isn't yet. The high mileage report. Oh, the mileage. Josh puts together a piece. Well, actually, why don't I let you describe? You can describe it better than I can.
It's again, first of all, everyone go get the draft guide if you haven't already.
And also happy B150 day to you.
Yes, happy B150. I'm honored to be here on B150 day, Daniel, so I appreciate that. But everyone go get the draft guide because obviously there's a number of great articles in there, tons of player profiles and just, you know, all the categories that you need to know about, who are your percentage killers, you know, the contract year players and all that fun stuff. But I get to write the curmudgeon report.
Yes. This is the podcast
AKA
for it.
Your high mileage NBA players, players who are 34 years of age or older. And
those are whippersnappers, man. What are you talking about?
I know, right? I say in the article that is not old in human years. It's old in NBA years.
We've got them by a few now.
I know, right? Seriously. We've been on the high mileage report since we've met, buddy.
The first high mileage report you wrote, I think, was like right around when I hit the high mileage age. And I just keep leaving it farther in the rear. I have a real Matthew McConaughey thing going on with that high mileage report now where I keep getting older. And those guys,
staying the same age. Yes,
but that's one of the things I want to talk about. I want to let folks know what we're going to be doing on today's podcast. We'll talk to Josh about the high mileage report. I'm not going to give the whole thing away here on the pod. You'll have to go get a draft guide to see it. I will at some point yell at you to get a Brewski 150. It is again available today to Ethos 360 subscribers, and it's coming soon to all other packages. And then, Josh, I want to get into some just like general draft day strategy and maybe, don't tell anyone, perhaps a Millman late target. I'd like to throw that in.
I think we can do that.
Yeah. That's an end of show thing, though. People got to listen through it. You got to wade through the muck to get to the Easter egg at the end. So let's start actually with draft day strategy. We'll loop back around to the mileage report. Hi. I just call it the mileage report because they ain't old. Then sleepers. So draft day strategy, Josh. I've had a lot of people ask me recently if I do shows that are more of that ilk, and the answer is not really. It's hard when you've done the pod for 5 or 6 years to kind of like go back. A lot of listeners that have been there the whole time. I'll probably do some. I'm working maybe on getting some YouTube shorts together. But what is the Millman draft day strategy? How do you get yourself ready? How do you prepare? Even from the beginning, and what can you teach folks listening about what can they do themselves to get better at it?
Holy crap. This is a loaded question.
Yeah, it's broad. The floor is yours.
It's very broad, but just like anything else, you got to do your homework first and foremost. And, you know, most people who I'm sure are listening have been in fantasy basketball leagues. You know, will understand their league settings, the sites they're on, the rankings that are assigned to those players by default by these platforms. But those are just like, before you even get into, I like this player and I don't like that player, is literally doing your homework and understanding, okay, here's my competition. Here's what draft pick I have. Here's how these players are sorted out on this site and the draft clock and everything like that. Those are your basics. And if you don't have your basics down, you're not going to be successful on draft night. And it's like, it's kind of one of those like forgotten things when it comes to drafting, but like you have to know your environment. And you have to be ready at all times when that draft comes. And like even dumb things like setting your cues and, you know, understanding where certain players are in certain categories and, you know, something dumb, like how long do I have to pick? Is it 30 seconds, a minute, you know, so on and so forth. those seem like simple things, but they're very easy to forget in the heat of the moment. Start with your basics, do your homework. And then when you get into it, understand, all right, am I in an A-cat league, non-cat league, roto, H to H, and start evaluating what your team could potentially look like at that point. And, you know, we'll talk more about this, Dan, but obviously that is such a massive factor in what I'm seeing right now as to how you're going to approach this draft when it comes to each player and how you're going to grade them and how you're going to approach once draft day arrives.
So
at least that's how I'm seeing it. So,
yeah. That's perfect. Yeah. I don't want to add anything to it. Actually. I want to jump right into the high mileage report. Cause putting that off is, cruel and unusual. So,
I didn't feel like I was very strategic there. I'm just like, do your homework. Like, okay.
No,
like,
it's true. I mean, we're not going to go into a big, long how to prepare for draft thing today. I just want to, like, get a little bit from everybody that comes on the show, draft day strategy, because everybody's is a little bit different. Right. But the stuff that, look, you're on here because you and I are angry and yell at clouds. So if we're not talking about the thing that we're supposed to be talking about, it's silly. So you have typically what, about 20-ish players in the high mileage report? Am I getting that right?
Yeah, about that.
How do you select them? Is the high mileage report guys that you think are going to overperform, underperform? What's the methodology on that?
So I actually have to reduce it by a certain amount, you know, because not all old people are created equally, even in the NBA standards, right? So I try to reduce it by just general NBA metrics or even general fantasy metrics. So in order to qualify for the high mileage report, you have had to have been a top 250 fantasy player in 9-cat. Or you've had to have at least a usage rate of over, I believe, 20 in, you know, by NBA.com. So it's, I said somewhere in the article, it's not just because, like, we're just talking about old people. It's like they all need to be old and useful at the same time. Now, 250 is kind of a big number, but we also want to, you know, recognize that, hey, you might be in a 14 or 16 team league and you might want to know if, hey, is this guy valuable? Is this guy not valuable? You know, some guys are just straight up not relevant, but some guys might have fallen off that radar, but are still merit consideration, even in later rounds, even though they didn't qualify that year. So that's how I create the list. And oddly enough, I had to create, Dan, you'll appreciate this, and you haven't seen it yet. Like, I had to create like an honorable mentions list because that didn't cut down the list nearly as much as it had in the past. So I had to create like an honorable mentions list.
This thing
is over 5,000 words, people.
Oh, like, my God.
It's intense.
Okay. So just to give folks a tease, because I want to get into a little bit of the methodology here and what people can take away from it. Last year, if you read the high mileage report, you found Mike Conley in there. You found Al Horford in there. You found Kyle Lowry in there. You found Chris Paul in there. You found LeBron James in there. There are, and there's plenty of other names, guys that you have listed as more deeper league types, more sort of like plotters, things of that nature. There's a wide variety of players. Do you find, Josh, that you tend to like this type of player for your fantasy team?
This dovetails into the strategy conversation. I think certain guys are going to be better suited for, you know, 8-cat or 9-cat roto leagues, or there might be a couple that are more suited for head-to-head. So I try to identify which players are best suited for what leagues, because again, a guy like Al Horford, for example, is you love the guy, right? Like, and I actually think I give you a shout out in the Al Horford section of the high mileage report, but he's a guy who does everything good and nothing great, right? So, you know, for me, it's like, okay, he's kind of a set it and forget it Roto guy, right? Whereas, and this is probably more of an extreme example, but actually, this is kind of less extreme. Like take a Kyle Lowry this year, whose play was, let's just call it erratic last season, missed time. And, you know, there were personal issues at bay. And then the wheels started to fall off late in the season. But there's opportunity for Kyle Lowry to have weeks where he could, I mean, potentially be a top 50 player, right?
He's had
that ceiling before.
Don't beat him up too much. Even in a bad year, he was still number 63 in Ninecat last season.
Correct.
On a per game basis. And everybody misses 15 games a year now in the modern NBA. So him missing 19 actually wasn't that far beyond the average fantasy player anymore, which seems insane, but
I know
that's where
it does seem insane. But that lends itself to I can't maybe trust him in Roto with games limits and things like that. So maybe he's more of a head-to-head guy, and I can just plug him in when I know he's healthy, and when he's not, I'll just put him aside and find another upside guy that I had on my bench.
I'm gonna bug you for a tease on that thing. Who is someone in your current high mileage report that hasn't been dropped into the draft guide yet that you do like this year?
That I do like this year.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can give you a cop out answer, and then I'll give you the real answer. The cop out answer is Kevin Durant makes his debut on.
That is the cop out answer.
on the high mileage report.
Okay, wait. You know what? I'm not going to let you get away with just saying Kevin Durant. How high do you like Kevin Durant? You did this to yourself. Now I'm going to nail you.
Oh, I know. How high do I like Kevin Durant? He's a top five player.
Okay. Would you take him at 2 behind Jokic?
Oh, God. I'm so glad that we had this segue here because, here's my other piece of draft day advice, everyone. Just embrace the chaos. So again, depending on the league, yes, I would take him at two.
Me too, by the way.
Yeah, I would take him in non-cat leagues that are single center. And sometimes I would even take him two centers. But if it was two centers, I'd have a hard time talking myself out of Embiid. But
right.
In single centers, I would absolutely take Durant as high as two.
So a two center, does that just push KD down one slot to you, or does it push him farther?
It's honestly a coin flip between those guys.
Yeah.
And I would lean, if it's two centers, I'd probably lean towards Embiid. But if it's just regular nine cap, but only one center, maybe multiple flexes or something like that, I would take Durant.
Okay. I no longer just a cop-out answer. We got a little deeper on that. All right. Who was your non-cop-out answer?
My non-cop-out answer is now I got to go through. You're putting me on the spot here.
Damn right. It's the hot seat, baby.
It is the hot seat, baby. My cop-out answer, a guy that I kind of low-key like is, oh boy, you're not going to like this answer, Dan.
Uh-oh.
Because it affects your boys here.
Folks, picture this nightmare scenario. You're hosting friends for the big game. It's neck and neck in the fourth quarter, and suddenly you realize you're out of drinks. Boo, say all of your friends. You start to sweat. Your friends turn on you. You're forced to go on a last-second drink run and end up missing the game-winning touchdown while in line. Oh, no. Terrifying, isn't it? Luckily, you can avoid the drama with Drizzly, the go-to app for drink delivery. With Drizzly, you can shop a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get them delivered right to your watch party. Compare prices across multiple stores in your area, find the best deals on game day drinks, and get back to armchair quarterbacking from, you guessed it, your armchair. Download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's drizly.com today. Must be 21 plus, not available in all locations.
Patrick Beverley.
Okay, but at the same time, you know, I've always been a pro Patrick fantasy guy. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect you to like anybody on the Lakers.
No. But I think that's kind of why I think I like him more than most, is just because that you guys are a mess, right?
Yes, the Lakers are terrible.
You're a mess. So someone needs to kind of step out of that mess, and he seems like the most likely candidate.
I mean, did you see his response? I think he got asked who his best friend on the team was, and he said, Russ?
Man, at this point, I can't tell if he's just trolling everyone.
It's totally made up, but I feel like he's the only dude on the team that's willing to just, like, go out there and do the things that he's doing the dirty work in the media, and he's going to be the guy that does
the dirty work on the court, too.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that that's why the answer is the answer, is because he is going to back his way into all the counting stats, because there's no one outside of LeBron and AD, there's no one else to do it there.
Do you think you need to draft Beverly, or do you think he'll be hanging on a waiver wire for you?
I actually do think you need to draft Beverly this year, because he's higher profile now. You can get away with that when he was in Minnesota behind Edwards and D'Angelo Russell. But now when he's front and center, and basically like all the turmoils in the news, and, you know, they traded Horton Tucker, and who else is there?
That's what we were asking last year also. Who else is there?
Well, now there's your answer. It's Patrick Beverly.
Yeah, and again,
I don't love that, but
it was a great basketball trade, though. The trade was a perfect basketball trade. I saw a lot of Twitter reaction. I know we're going away from fantasy for a second here, but I saw a lot of folks that were like, but how did we get to this point? It's like, yeah, but you can't really look at it from that standpoint. Everything was completely, you know, goat bleeped prior to this, but that trade was the first thing that they'd done that made a ton of sense. He's exactly the player they need.
I think it made plenty of basketball. You guys needed someone like that for sure. And just the defense that was played was just, I mean,
unbearable. I would not let my 5-year-old watch Laker games last year. I was like, no, this isn't the one you're going to watch when I'm trying to get you into basketball.
Like, stay between, like, when you play youth sports, like, stay between your man and the basket, right? Like,
or not.
Things like that, you know.
Yeah, it's fine. Just let him go, which sometimes works when you have a healthy Anthony Davis for whatever that was, 35 games last year, but yeah, not quite. Okay, awesome. I love it. We got a cop-out one. We got a non-cop-out one. Now, people have made it to the sleeper discussion. And for years, I've been trying to change the term sleepers, but I give up. So, because also, you know, I am the high-mileage report now, and I don't have the energy to fight anymore. who do you like? Milman, give me a couple of late targets. What are you looking at this year?
I have a few guys that I'm interested in. Loosely speaking, I'll just throw a few names, or you know what, like, I'm gonna throw a name out there that I probably shouldn't be as high on as I am for a number of reasons, but God help me, like, I get sucked up into the hype machine just like everyone else. So my first sleeper that I'm like, oh my god, I must have this guy irrationally on my team is Bones Highland.
Interesting. So he had like a little bit of a hype surge in June, and then I haven't heard much about him lately, but you're not crazy. They are going to need some bench scoring, because right now they've really thinned themselves out in Denver. Do you think his percentages can hold, and do you think he gets enough shots to get there?
I think that the usage has to climb by almost default, right? Because I think, to me, it's number one, like, Murray's not going to play, again, same thing like every other NBA player, like we talked about. Murray's going to almost assuredly sit in back-to-backs. You know, Denver may opt to manage his minutes. So I would have to imagine that the usage as a whole should increase, and his opportunities to be a scorer. I just think that he does a lot in a number of different areas. I think the percentages can actually improve when he has more opportunity to be like almost like an off the bench primary scorer, because they don't really have a lot of that. Brown's there to be a facilitator. KCP's there to be more of a defensive guy. And so he has an opportunity to really have the ball in his hands and capitalize on that. And to me, like, he was at, I think, like, what, 40% last year? So I think that there's opportunity for him with guys like Jokic and Bruce Brown getting him the ball, you know, shooting a few threes, getting to the basket easier. I think there's opportunity for that to climb in the 43%, 44% area. Good free throw shooter. There's just a lot to like there. Maybe there's some improvement on the defensive side. I just think that there's a lot of opportunity for him to play his style of basketball. And, you know, the Nuggets have been high on him. And again, this is a lot of it's hype, but I think a lot of it is opportunity as well.
And he's going really, really late right now. So you went, that's like true sleeper mode.
I don't like guys. A sleeper to me, you have to be well into double-digit rounds or like practically undrafted.
Yeah.
That's what qualifies as a sleeper to me.
I don't think I've seen him go earlier than 12th or 13th anywhere. I thought it might be sooner after we had that little bones push in June or something like that, but it almost like the shine came off, which has for some reason kept him a little bit on the low side. And, yeah, you know, what's fun also there is after we spent most of the show talking about guys that are 37 years old, you went to someone on the far opposite end of the spectrum.
Side, yes.
Look at that. Diversifying your assets, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Got to match the, just like any other good NBA team, they got to match the vets with the young guys. Keep them regular, so to speak.
That's right. Did you have any others, or is that was the one?
Well, that was the one that you put me on the spot
okay,
for.
Okay, perfect.
If
yeah, I didn't
want to throw another one out for the good people out there.
You can if you want. I didn't know. I didn't want to cut you off if you had another one. We can all. Do you want to do another?
Yeah, why not? I'll do one more.
All right, give me one more. But before you give me that one more, this is the moment in the show where I got to remind everybody that the Brewski 150 is out today. Happy Brewski 150 day to all of my wonderful listeners and everybody out there in fantasy land. It's the list that has destroyed every other list for a decade and counting. I know that there are free lists out there. Yahoo's got their free list. ESPN's got their free list. There's some analysts that have some free lists. Yeah. You can try to mush all that together, or you can just go get the damn one that wins head-to-head against the competition every damn year, and it's the Brewski 150, available at Sports Ethos in the Ethos 360 plan starting today. The Old School Bundle gets it in a little under a week. Fantasy Pass gets it in a little over a week. There are many ways to get access to the Brewski 150, but only Ethos 360 subscribers get it today. So if you want to be the king or queen of your league, if you want to get that massive head start, head to sportsethos.com or just follow me on Twitter at Dan Bespris or at Ethos Fantasy BK. We'll be tweeting about the Brewski 150 relentlessly all day today and probably for the next little bit. You are going to have your brain exploded by some of the early and very late names on it. I've now seen it. It's crazy. It's amazing. I don't know where he keeps finding these guys. This is apparently how you become. That's like the difference between, I think I'm in the like top 1% to 2% of fantasy players in the world. And then there's, how do you get to that top 0.1%? That's how. So go get a Brewski 150. Do it now. Tell him Dan sent you. Nobody will care.
I'll give you one more, people. We, I believe, are not high enough on Grant Williams.
Oh, damn. Out of left field. Literally have not said his name on a podcast since March.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, explain yourself.
I mean, just Robert Williams is hurt. That team is now in a bit of flux. They're going to need some defensive stability. And he looked great in the playoffs. And I believe that will carry over into the regular season.
Wow. You surprised me so much. I don't even have a reasonable follow-up question.
I think that there's a lot to like in his current stat set. And then with opportunity and improvements in his offensive game and the need for Boston to have him on the court for a significant amount of time, I think he needs to be on more people's radars.
Wow. Good ones, man. That was fun.
Thank you.
Wow. He is the great Josh Millman. At, is there an underscore in your Twitter hand?
No, it's just at Josh Millman.
Okay, good.
Kind people, please go back and follow me. I had a self-imposed ban on Twitter, and I lost all my goddamn followers. So please, if you're listening, follow me back. I would really appreciate it.
I have to close my Twitter window when we're doing guest hits, so it's not like people are direct messaging, and I want it blooping all throughout the show. So then I forget if there's an underscore or not. But yes, that's equal parts hilarious and sad. At Josh Millman, JOSHMILLMAN. He is the High Mileage Report. And officially, this is the High Mileage Show, Fantasy NBA Today. Josh, I love you, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you too, man. This is great as always. Thanks for having me.
The wonderful Josh Millman. I always have such a damn blast. He's been with us here at SportsEthos/HoopBall since pretty much the damn beginning. Nobody writes with the flair of Josh Millman. So go get yourself a draft guide. Check out that High Mileage Report. And obviously follow him on Twitter because, yeah, he aced out his account. And so now nobody follows him again. Poor guy. Let's wrap things up. We got you some sleepers. We got you some old players that you can look at that, well, specifically the second one. I don't think we'd had really talked about on this show at all. And now we can get you back to your day. So check out the Brewski 150. It's Brewski 150 day. Tomorrow, we will talk ADPs as Yahoo rearranges their board. Again, late last week, we'll also talk to Jared Johnson from over at Roto World. Our awesome week continues. Man, unbelievable. Oh, I'm having a ball. Thank you again, everybody. Monday was our biggest downloaded show of the offseason, and then Tuesday was our biggest downloaded show of the offseason. Let's see if we can make today the biggest downloaded show of the offseason. You guys are the best listeners in the damn world. I will talk to you soon. I'm Dan Vespers, at Dan Vespers on Twitter. Until tomorrow.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.